From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 27th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Very quiet trade to start the day off here after a long weekend. Not much in the way of news here released over the weekend. Quiet on the trade front. The market is just left to drift a little bit here in the case of the grain markets. Now, this afternoon, we do see the first seasonal release of the crop conditions report. So that'll be closely monitored in the case of corn and soybeans to see how this newly planted crop is coming out of the ground and what condition it's in. So that could have a market moving effect on the overnight trade tonight, but very listless trade right now. We do have July corn futures up 2.25 cents right now, 461.75. That's actually the high of the day so far. September corn down 0.5 cent though at 437.25, and December corn down 1.25 at 449.5 right now. The bean market is higher, led by some small gains in the soy oil market. Soy oil has been a very choppy market recently with news-driven price swings there in relation to disappointment about the biodiesel numbers that are potentially in this bill that is currently in the Senate. So that will be closely watched. But right now, July beans up 1 cent, 10.65¼, with August beans up 4.25, 10.60¼. November beans up 2.75 at 10.53¼. The front month soy meal contract down $1.30 a ton, 249.90, with July soy oil up 47 points, 49.83. Some weakness in the wheat market here. Not really much news to talk about. European wheat prices slipping a little bit. That pressured domestic prices here. July Chicago wheat down 9.5 cents at 5.33 even. In the case of Kansas City, you've got that front month Kansas City wheat down 11.25 at 5.27.5. December Minneapolis wheat down 6.25, 6.33.5. Livestock markets, I guess a lot of news to talk about there. We did see the USDA confirm the first domestic case since the 60s of screwworm in cattle in Missouri. Obviously, that's been a point of contention with the Mexican-U.S. border being closed a couple of times here in the last few months. But that has pulled live cattle off of the highs, about a dollar off the highs right now. June live cattle are down 42 points at 215.37. August down 37, 210.07. December live cattle down 20 at 208.50. The feeder market also lower, about a dollar off the highs as well there. September feeders down 22 points at 299.12. October feeders down 32, 297.02. Hog market seems pretty evenly balanced here over the last couple of weeks. The cash market, the cutout, and the summer month hog prices are pretty much at parity right now. So until you see bigger moves here on the cash market, the hog market looks fairly at equilibrium price here. June live lean hogs down a dime at 98.10. The July is down 47 at 101.7, Kimberly.